With the comfort of wickets, three scalps of the bock, he strode to the centre. He needed a knock. He looked to his partner, his dreadlocks a-swishing, and Haydos said, "Simo, it's time we went fishing." The white-lipped assassin then brandished his rod. He baited his hook and replied with a nod. With a six to get started, he signalled his ploy, and I whispered ambitiously, "You ripper, Roy." He fed off the frenzy. The spinners inviting, his rod kept on casting, the big ones kept biting. His shoulders unfolded, the onslaught was violent, six monster snapper. The critics went silent. He flailed them, he nailed them, he scaled them as well. His 50 was fitting, the straight one off Nell. With a sigh of relief and a quiet tear of joy, I hugged my three kids and screamed, "You ripper, Roy." They towered like troubadours, deadly defiant, the white-lipped assassin and Haydos the giant. Bowlers once dominant, cowered in fear. He came and he saw and he saved his career. To murder the seed with a flurry of wood, to do for the crest what we knew that he could. His wicketing war dance, his seek and destroy, and the mob at the G chanted, "You ripper, Roy." Now, fate marks a moment in everyone's life. The tide turns at dusk and the big fish are rife. Instinct befriends you and confidence grows. Talent takes over and everything flows. Where to from here? Well, with him, who's to say? The ocean is deep and the fella can play. For now, let's acknowledge the dream of a boy and the day he fulfilled it. You ripper, Roy.